In you, O God, is the fountain of life. In your light we shall see light.
We give you all the praise. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We are confident of this very thing, that that sure word of prophecy which you have given unto us will bear much more fruit in the hearts of many. And through us, your eternal purpose, your eternal intentions will be fulfilled. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I am glad to come your way this morning. And we know that we are in for something big. The glory of God upon us shall increase more and more. And nothing can stop us from shining. We shine forevermore. Amen. We shine forevermore. Babada badagabaya. Relon sota prakabaya. All right, so quickly open your Bibles with me to the book of Revelation 12:11. So he says, and they overcame him. They overcame who? Let's go up. And a war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels, verse 7, fought with a dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought. Verse 8. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of God, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. So you see, that is what he does. The dragon specializes in deceiving the world. You see, all he does is to deceive the world. Who deceives the world? Oh, glory. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. So he has a short time, but he said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. But they that are in the heavens, they rejoice. Now I want you to know this. Inasmuch as we are dwelling, we are presently on this earth, we are also present in the heaven. So we are part of they that rejoice. The happenings on this earth, we are they that transcend those happenings. We transcend the happenings on this earth. They don't overwhelm us. The happenings on this earth do not overwhelm us. We transcend the happenings on this earth. The adversary, by God's programming, has no space for victory. And so we are not a people that contribute to the celebration of his power or of anything he's able to do. He did not prevail in the heaven. And he showed us how they overcame. He said, now the kingdom of our God. He said, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. He said, for the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And because it has been cast down, now the salvation and the strength, now salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. You see, has come. And then he says, they overcame. Who are those that overcame? We, to whom the salvation, the strength, the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ came. To whom he came, they overcame the accuser by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And the word of their testimony is that complete work of Christ, of this Christ. And when he's also talking about the power of his Christ, he's speaking in the light of the power of his resurrection. Because the power of his resurrection, the resurrection is the complete manifestation of all the hidden powers of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And so what is our focus? The focus of our life is not the accuser of the brethren. The focus of our life is not the things that the accuser of the brethren takes advantage of to accuse the brethren. You see, the accuser of the brethren doesn't have any power. What he does is he uses the many things available to accuse the brethren. He can use the legalism, the laws of Moses. He uses all these things to accuse the brethren. He uses sickness. He uses diseases. He uses so many things, the wrongs of the brethren, to accuse the brethren. But the brethren prevail. The saints prevail by the blood of the Lamb. You see, the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb speaks of two things. The blood of the Lamb does two things for us. The blood of the Lamb speaks of how sin has eternally been defeated. Sin as a nature and as a quality has been defeated. Because, you know, when Jesus died, he did that complete work by permanently dealing with sin. The sin problem was dealt in Christ Jesus. And then his blood also does the washings, the forgiveness of sin. So the blood reveals how much we have been forgiven. And what is the focus of this? The focus is that God does not want us to be distracted from his original program. Men and brethren, sin is not part of God's original program. No, condemnation is not part of God's original program. And so to experience sin as mankind was a corruptible matter, which was not part of God's incorruptible eternal program. So God dealt with this corruption, dealt with sin, kicked it out of the way, buried it, nailed it once and for all, so that it will not have any role, it will not have any space in God's program. And so right now, as it stands, in God's program, the accuser of the brethren does not have any space, because he has no space in the heavens. He has no space in the heavens. He has no space in our lives. We are citizens of heaven. We are seated far above principalities and powers. We are seated together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. And in that place, the adversary has no space. Sin has no space. Wrongs has no space. Which means the focus of our discussion is the testimony. And that testimony are not many things. The testimony is one. And that testimony is Christ. Though we may speak of many matters and speak of many things, God does not look at the many matters and the many things. God looks at one thing, and it is Christ. Christ is God's eternal program. Christ is God's consciousness. Christ is the very culture of God. Christ is God's intention. Christ is God's goal and is God's means. The means to God's goal is Christ. That is why, for God to give you anything of himself, he has to give you Christ. Because Christ, in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead. So for God to give you anything, what he has to dispense to you is Christ. What God dispenses to us is Christ. God did not come to dispense so many things. It is not like he came to give you the Spirit, and then he later gave you the life, and then later he gave you righteousness, and then later he gave you sanctification, and then later he gave you wisdom, and then later he gave you forgiveness, and then later he comes to give you love and gives you hope. No, Christ is everything that God has. And so what God has to give to us, for if God wants us to have all the many things, was that he has to give us Christ. And when he gave us Christ, we received righteousness, we received sanctification, we received the Spirit, we received hope, we received life, we received joy. Glory to God. We receive wisdom. We receive sanctification. So all that matters is that we receive Christ. Then it means all that matters is that we are only supposed to grow in the knowledge, grow in the consciousness, grow in the understanding of Christ. And what I'm doing actually is that I'm kicking out every nonsense out of your mind within this period. We need to kick out every nonsense. Anything that is not consistent with God's program, anything that is not consistent, is not part of God before time began, must be eliminated from your mind. You are not supposed to give room. You are not supposed to permit any distraction. The many things happening in this world, let me tell you, brethren, they are distractions. What the church has to do now is to kabatosh kabab. We have dealt with that matter. So quickly, when you are there and there are some distractions coming your way, you quickly deal with it and you take your attention off it. He didn't say looking at the happenings of this world. He said looking unto Jesus. When you look at the happenings in this world and you look at the things ongoing, what will be produced in you is fear. You don't look at the devil. You don't look at witchcraft. You don't look at some incantations of the enemy. You don't look at the plans and the programmings of this world. They are not our focus. What is our focus is that the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. And that is our focus. We don't focus on the agenda of this world. We focus on the agenda of God. What is God's agenda? You see, when you begin to allow the agenda of this world and the programs of this world continually take your attention, what you do is that you give them space. When we hear, we only declare. They don't become our meditation. We declare. We overcome daily by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. What is the word of our testimony? Christ in us, the hope of glory. What is the word of our testimony? Oh, we have overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcame the world, even our faith. So our faith is our testimony. And what is our faith? Our faith is Christ. Our faith is the finished work of Christ. Our faith is the programming of Christ. Our faith is that which God has deposited inside us. Not the activities of this world. Christ. Our message is Christ. Our language is Christ. Our conduct is Christ. Our joy is Christ. Nothing else. Nothing else. Not the law of Moses. And I said, not the Jewish cultists. And I said, we don't undermine their place. Why? Apostle Paul, who was a Jew, he said he count all things as dung so that he may gain Christ. So you're talking about a Jew? I'm a Jew. I'm a Hebrew of the Hebrew. He said, concerning the law, blameless. He said, neither circumcision, which speaks of the Jew, nor uncircumcision, which speaks of the non-Jews, availeth. He said, but a new man in Christ. What matters is Christ. Kamatos kaprai. Hilan lomo sonde kabahashta. Riparunga sande kepashta. Lava som prakesh. I refuse to be distracted. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So these are the times you have to focus on Christ more than ever. Focus on the message of Christ. Focus on the knowledge of Christ. Focus on the wisdom of Christ more than ever. These are the times. Let's look at this. 1 Peter 2.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
Hey, Shabaga. Listen to the Apostle Peter talking. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Hallelujah. Having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may be your good works, which they observe. Glorify God in the day of visitation. Hallelujah. All right, the focus here is sojourners. And so as sojourners, it means we are a people on a journey. Our journey is not of this world. Our journey is in Christ. We are not sojourners of the things of the world. We are sojourners because we are not of this world. It doesn't mean that we have no right to the earth. The word is world. We are pilgrims of this world, of the systems, of the structures of the world. We don't belong to the systems. We don't belong to the structures. When we say we are not of this world, he's not talking about this earth. He's talking about this world in terms of the structures, the systems that governs this world, that governs the earth, that works on this earth. We are not of them. We are of a different world. Not just a world view, a different world. We are of a different system. So he said in Colossians 3. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Colossians 3. Look at verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. Because if you are raised with Christ, what it means is that you are seated far above. You operate by a different governing system. You see? If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. Where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. When he said the right hand of God, listen, he didn't say the right hand side of God. He said the right hand of God. When you speak of the right hand of God, you are speaking of the place of authority. He says that Christ is seated in the place of authority. He's sitting in the place of authority. So if you are raised with Christ, set your mind on things above. Where Christ is sitting, at the right hand of God. So you are to set your mind on that place of authority. He said, we are kings and priests. We have been made kings and priests unto our God. As we have been made kings and priests, our functioning must be in the authority of our Lord Jesus, far above. We are not to settle on the things beneath. We are to settle on the things above, because we are they who are above all, far above. Hallelujah. To set your mind. You see, so it's not just seeking those. He said, set your mind. Why? Because now when he says seeking, it's not like you are looking for it. He's talking of you understanding. You have to understand. Lebra gasandalai. You need to understand. Hika pasatai. All right, look at it. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. What it's actually saying here is that you died and your life is hidden Christ in God. He's saying that your life is in Christ. When he continue, he'll talk about Christ being your life. And he's saying that your environment is also Christ. Christ is your atmosphere. Christ is your sphere. Here, when he said the things of the earth, he's not talking about the earth also on the grounds of the physical earth. Because the earth was made for the benefit of man. But actually, he's talking about the earth on the grounds of the things that man has formed on the earth. Not just the things, but also the system that worketh on the earth. All right, so look at it. He didn't say, see, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. He didn't say, don't set your mind on the earth. He said the things on the earth. And there is no way, if he's talking about the things on the earth in terms of the things that God has formed on the earth, that we shouldn't set our minds on them. Why did God create those things? They are for the benefit of man. You see? But actually, when he chose the word set, he's trying to talk about that which becomes your makeup, that which forms your mental faculty. You see? That which forms your thinking pattern. Because if you want to function in your capacity as one who is risen with Christ, your mind, your thinking faculty must be so knitted, must be so consumed, must be so soaked and saturated by the thought patterns of Christ far above. Then it means you have to recognize that you are hidden in Christ. When you say you are hidden in Christ, it means you should recognize that Christ is your environment. Christ is your dwelling place. You are in Christ. Your dwelling is in Christ. You don't go about looking for the things that the world is trying to introduce into Christ. The things that men are trying to introduce into Christ. The extracurricular activities of the world. No. Listen, Christ does not need additions. He is whole. He is complete. Don't you understand? He is the fullness of God. Now let me tell you, you know, recently someone was saying that, oh, the church, we need more holidays. The holidays of the church needs to be acknowledged. Let me tell you something, brethren. The church does not need a holiday. We are competing with some religious groups. Well, when you do those things, you carry the church and you carry Christ on the same grounds of other religions. The opposing ends of Christ are religion, legalisms, which are of the flesh. Because what Christ presents is life. The focus of God is life. God's program is hidden in life. God's agenda is hidden in life. God's working is in his life. The life of God is everything God. And the life of God is Christ. That's why the day you receive Christ, you receive life. Hallelujah. So set your mind on things above. All right? And your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. What are you talking about? What is your life? Discussions about rapture, you know, second coming of Christ, third coming of Christ, and all those things. Let me ask you a question. What is your life? Your life is not human life. Your life transcends the human life. Your life is the life of Christ. Your life is not just the life of Christ. Your life is Christ himself. And it says that when Christ, who is our life, my goodness, when Christ, brother, your focus should not be on the things happening. Focus on the life of God at work in you. That is why our language is always talking about the life of God. We are always discussing the life of God. What else are we supposed to talk about? The life of God. That is the transcendent reality. The life of God. That is all in all. When Christ, who is our life, appears. Brother, oh, when he appears, we shall appear with him in glory. The world don't know how we look like. But in the appearing of Christ, they shall see us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Makatalabaya. You see, the reason we don't give ourselves to the affairs of the flesh, to the things of the flesh, to the things of the senses, to the wrongs of the world, by wounding them, by hurting men, by doing things that the people of the world do, is because we have the life of Christ. Listen, it is not so much because of condemnation. It is so much because the life of God is within us. And we are people that judge the world. So you say, my focus is the life of Christ. My attention is the life of Christ. My mind is set on the life of Christ. My mind is stayed on the life of Christ. Boy, glory to God. The life of Christ is my consciousness. The life of Christ is my all in all. I set my mind on things above. I set my mind on things above. In the name of Jesus. You want to walk in authority? You want to walk in power. You want to walk in a full consciousness where nothing in this world can have any dominion over you. Walk in the knowledge of Christ. Increase in the knowledge of the life of Christ. Set your mind on things above. Don't occupy your mind with the events of this world. You see, when you see the events of this world, there are several interpretations to the events. There are several applications. But the consummated interpretation of all the matters happening in this world is Christ. Christ is a consummated reality. All things center on Christ. All things began in Christ. All things consummate in Christ. Christ is God's intention. Christ is God's program. Christ is God's plan. Christ is God's agenda. Christ is God's means. When I was talking to you about propitiation, I said Christ, he is the mercy seat, the place of propitiation. Christ is also the object of propitiation. Christ is also the process. So you see, when you enter Christ, you have entered all in all. So it is not like you are in Christ, then you are looking for other agendas, other modus operandi. No, he is our modus operandi. He is our system of operation. He is our thinking pattern. So you can't be in Christ and think like one who is of the world. No, your thinking must not be in agreement with the people of the world. Light and darkness do not agree. The fear of the world is not our fear. Do we even have fear? No, God did not give us one of them. He gave us 0% of fear. Zero. We have no fear. We have no fear. You may ask them, why am I afraid? Oh, because you've not set your mind. Set your mind. You will know. But the real you on the inside has no fear. If you are following a discussion on growing the knowledge of Christ, I said something that, you see, when we are saying that we are growing, our growth is into us. Why? Because Christ is in us. So when you are growing day by day, you are growing into Christ, who is your inward man. We are pilgrims, yes. We are on a journey. By which journey? Ephesians 4. Garata palababa. Ephesians 4. There are many things I'm going to share with you. But you know, all these discussions we are having are foundational discussions. We are building a certain point, all right? Ephesians 4. All right, let's read quickly from verse 11. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, okay? For the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So we, do you see that? So for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And look at what he said. He said, till we all come. This is beautiful. So we are journeying. We are being equipped. We are being nurtured. We are being built up. But there is a place we are to arrive. He said, till we all come. Look at it. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Do you see that? So we are journeying. The unity of faith in the light of, doesn't mean that we are not one. We are one. But one in faith. One in understanding that we have the same level of divine supply and the consciousness of what God has produced in us. We must come to the oneness of the consciousness of that which God has produced in us. And it's a journey. So we all come. Oh, glory. To the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of God, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, who is Christ. So we are to grow and come to a certain place, into him who is the head. So our journey needs to grow into him. Our growth must be into him who is the head. And his head is Christ. What are you talking about? We are growing in Christ. We are growing in Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He is the center of all things. He is the center of all things. He is the focus of our love. He is our daily consciousness. Oh, glory to God. All right, so look at this. That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, verse 14 again, by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. So there are such a thing as deceitful plotting. You see, when you are sure and growing more, only in the consciousness of Christ, men and brethren, the deceitful plottings will not have any space. Let me tell you clearly, brethren, I'm so full of the knowledge of Christ. My mind is full of Christ. My thinking is in Christ. I don't care what the world is doing. My mind is stayed on who we are. My mind is stayed on what Christ has programmed for us. That is what our comfort is. Because in Christ, you see from the mountaintop. Before they plot, you have arrived. And as long as we are in this world, the nations of this world, they will not cease to plot against the Lord and his king. Now look at Psalm chapter 2, all right? We'll come back to Ephesians. Ooh, I'm excited about the word of God. Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? You see, the kings of the earth set themselves. So they are they who have made themselves kings of the earth. And the psalmist is saying, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. There is an influence we have upon them that they want to resist, but they cannot. We are the light of the world. Don't you understand? So the kings of the earth, they set themselves. So it is not today they began to set themselves. This is a prophetic word. They will always set themselves. And they will always take counsel. They will organize international conferences. They will take counsel. But look at what the scripture is saying. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their cords from us. Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Verse 4, he who sits in the heavens shall laugh. All right, now, go back to Colossians 3. I want you to understand the scriptures. Understand. So that you stop behaving like children. We are not afraid of the world. We are not afraid of their plots. Look, let the whole world say that the church should collapse. The church should not be. And in their minds, the church will not be. But they cannot stop the influence of the church. They cannot stop the influence of the church. This is a matter you should know. Look at this. Colossians 3, look at it again. If then you were raised with Christ, seek verse 1. Seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. So the engagement of your mind, your thinking, your meditation, your thought patterns, the things you are doing, the things you are feasting your mind on, must be things in Christ, in the seated position, far above. So Christ is sitting at the right hand of God, all right? Then he said, verse 2, set your mind on those things, on things above, not on things on the earth. Are you following? See, verse 3, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. If your life is hidden with Christ in God, where is your life? Your life is far above. So back to Psalm 2, the nations, the kings of the earth, they will take counsel together. You see, they will always take counsel together. What is the reaction of God? What is the action of God? How is God responding? He said, look at it. He who sits in the heaven shall laugh. Where are you seated? I am seated in the heavens. What is your posture? We laugh. Ha ha! We rejoice. That is our posture. We are not moved. Listen to me. We are not moved. Stop looking out for what is the news out there. What is the new thing they are doing? What they are doing is what they will always be doing. If you are looking for faith, relax. When Christ, who's alive, appears, you shall appear with him in glory. What we do is to laugh, is to rejoice. Brother, we don't live in our atmosphere of fear. We are not dead that are come. No. We are not afraid. What they do is not news. What they are doing is not news. What the Bible says that we should watch. He's not saying that we should watch what the world is doing. We should watch, for our bride cometh. That's what we watch. Our bridegroom cometh. We should watch. Our brother cometh. We should watch. Our beloved cometh. Our dearest beloved cometh. That's what we watch. Thank you, Jesus. The world cannot intimidate us. You become a victim of the happenings of the world because you don't know. But because we know, we are full of joy. Because we know, whatever they program, we are above. I said, we are far above. Yesterday, I said something. I said, we are ahead of this world. We are people of light. The world is trying to gain speed. We are far ahead. Our dealings are out of time. You don't understand. But I know the Lord is giving you understanding. In the name of Jesus. Oh, look at it. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. He said, ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. So now, the thing is, oh kings, they rather have to be wise. The judges of the earth, they need to be instructed. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son. I remember long ago, the Lord gave us an assignment for our Vision 2020. Long ago, and I kept talking about kiss the Son. That the nations will kiss the Son. The nations of the earth, they will kiss the Son. The nations, they shall kiss the Son. We are not the ones underprivileged, not the ones handicapped. We are the ones seated above. And we tell the nations, turn to the Lord. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Let's go back to Ephesians. So you realize that the Lord has said these things to us already. The nations of the earth, they will always gather together. They will take counsel. But the way forward is they have to kiss the Son. Why? Because he's ask of me and I'll give you the nations. He said, I'll give you the nations. He said, for the nations shall be your inheritance. And the earth shall be your possession. So the more they plot, the more we take on the world. Go back to Ephesians. There are many things to share with you. Ephesians 4. All right, look at this. When he said we may grow up, in the verse 15, in all things into him who is the head, Christ. So our growth must be into him who is the head. Our growth must not be in other matters. As our growth must be into him, Christ, who is the head. All right? He said that we should no longer be children. Verse 14, I'm reading verse 14 again. The reason we have to grow in stature is in the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we will no longer be children, tossed to and fro. All right? That's important. But let's come down to verse 16. Christ, who is the head, all right? From whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share. causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Now let me say, I said something sometime, but I said, the church does not depend on this world. The church has been supplied with all that it needs. The members are the supplies of God unto the church. Hallelujah. And you need to have that understanding. That the church does not seek help outside. The church has all that it needs on the inside. So the happenings of this world does not dictate to the world. The happenings in this world, they don't dictate what happens to us. We are hidden in Christ in God. We are placed in an environment.
Hallelujah.
So we are to operate in this joy. When he was talking about the coming of our Lord, he said, we should, the appearing of our Lord, he said, we should edify one another. That the Lord's coming to us will not be as a thief. Because we are not in darkness. We are in the light. We are people of the light.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Now see verse 17. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk. In the futility of their mind. We should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. So they are full of ignorance. So we don't function as they do. They don't know what God is up to. They don't understand what God's program is. He will gather all things together. Christ is he that filleth all in all. Gathering all things together in Christ. All things have to respond to Christ. And we are already in Christ. It means our assignment is to cause all things to respond to Christ. That's why we say that we turn on the divine course in many. We turn it on in many. What is the divine course? That he will fill all things and gather all things into himself. We've been working this Ephesians 1. He will fill all things. He is he that filleth all in all. And in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he will gather all things together as one unto himself. And that's what the vision of the church has always been about. That's what Christ's commonwealth is all about. We've been talking about this. Gathering all things together, one in Christ. That's our role. We are not of the world who are darkened. What you need to learn is Christ. Apostle Paul said in see verse 20, he said, but you have not so learned Christ. It means you have to so learn Christ. That's the only way you understand the happenings, God's agenda, God's mindset, God's program. He started before the world began. Let's read the scripture, Colossians. I would want to read to you from the Message translation.
Se wo trina weni ringwa seda. Hallelujah. Oh, nyami ye.
All right, quickly open your Bibles with me to Colossians. Shabala katabaya. Colossians chapter 1. Are you there?
I'm there now.
All right, I read to you verse 15. I read from the Message translation. We look at the sun and see the God who cannot be seen. We look at the sun and see God's original purpose in everything created. For everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank, after rank of angels, everything God started in him and finds its purpose in him. Boy, beloved, everything God started in Christ and they find their purpose in Christ. He was there before any of it came into existence. And holds it all together right up. My goodness, Christ, he holds all things together right up to this moment. And when it comes to the church, he organizes and holds it together like a head does a body. Our nourishment is from the head. Our supply is from the head. Our encouragement is from the head. Our joy is from the head. Our understanding is from the head. Our faith is from the head. We are directed, we are instructed from the head. He is our brain. My goodness. Brother, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Boy. Okay, look at it. He was supreme in the beginning and leading the resurrection parade. He is supreme in the end. Christ is supreme in the beginning. Christ is supreme in the end. He is supreme in the end. What are you talking about? The world does not have the supremacy That's why I told you, we are not in quest for supremacy. No. The greatest paradigm is Christ. Christ is God's purpose. And in him, all things gain expression. In him, all things gain meaning. And that's why if your thinking is outside Christ, you lack the understanding of life. Your life has meaning in Christ. Your life gains expression in Christ. It is outside Christ, there is no expression. Outside Christ, you lack the element to be the very expression of Christ. You see, you lack the element to be the very expression of God. Your expression is only in Christ, in God. Look at it. I love Jesus. See, he was supreme in the beginning and leading the resurrection parade. He is supreme in the end. So through the resurrection, he is the supreme in the end. All things respond to him. He is set above all things. From beginning to the end, he is there. Towering far above everything, everyone. So spacious is he. So roomy. That everything of God finds its proper place in him without crowding. Everything finds its proper place in him without crowding. This is why I'm excited. You don't say these things. No, it's full of joy. It's good news. It's good news. This is good news. Ah, so spacious is he. So roomy that everything of God finds its proper place in him without crowding. Not only that, but all the broken and the dislocated pieces of the universe, people and things, animals and atoms, get properly fixed and fit together in vibrant harmonies, all because of his death, his blood that poured down from the cross. Beloved, this is why we so much preach Christ and his finished work and the power of his resurrection. This is so much the reason why we preach Christ and we don't preach other discussions, other matters. We don't preach other matters of the world. We only focus on the discussions of Christ. This is why our minds are fixed only on Christ. This is why the apostle said, if therefore you were raised with Christ, set your mind on things above. That is why the apostle said, if so much you are above, let your mind be in that seated position far above. He said, for you are hidden Christ in God. Your mind, your thinking must be in Christ, because all the atoms, all the animals, all the plants, all the created things, they fit together. All the dislocated pieces, oh my goodness, they are knitted together as people of God, as sons of God. Our focus, our attention must be in Christ. And you know what? The sons of God are they who have set their mind on things above. And that is why creation is longing, waiting earnestly for the manifestation, the expression of the sons of God. Because these sons of God are they that are conscious of their element, who is Christ. And they express Christ, who is their element. I tell you, brethren, that in the name of Jesus, in these days, Christ, who is the crowning of all things, who is the beautification of all creation, Christ, in him, all the things that are dislocated, all the broken pieces, gain full harmony. This Christ shall be seen. He will appear. And the good news is that we, through whom Christ worketh his works, we, through whom Christ cultures the world, we, through whom Christ reaches out to the world and turns on his divine call, divine calls and meaning, we, through whom the divine conspiracy, it gains more expression. We, who are involved in God's work. We, who are known as the co-laborers with Christ, co-laborers of God. We shall appear with him in glory. And the whole world will know that we are they that bear them up. We are they that are the light. We are they that light every man that came into this world. Because Christ is the light that lights up every man that comes into the world. And he said, as long as I'm in this world, I am the light of the world. Men and brethren, Christ is in us. As long as we are in this world, we are the light of the world. We cause the consciousness of Christ to prevail over every matter, over every discussion, over every situation, over every circumstance, over every crisis, over every condition. We cause the light of Christ to shine everywhere. Wherever you are, just shout it, I shine. My mind is stayed on the Lord. My mind is stayed on the Lord. I refuse to be intimidated. I refuse to be distracted, because the adversary knows that when your mind is stayed on the Lord and you are not distracted, Christ will gain his full expression, and through you, he will gain more men. This is the time he needs to gain more men, and it's only through you. His word gains expression in us. It is in this our Lord Jesus that all things harmonizes together. All things, not some things. Lema kabada babai, ratos kebranda ba, hu kabata badaba, lagado som prata kaba. The harmony of all atoms. Hey, my Lord Jesus. The whole universe depends on him. All things are held up together in Christ Jesus. All things, not some things. That is what the Bible says. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Why? Because this Christ, he is the foundation, the consummation. He is the cornerstone. He is he that holds up God's agenda. And we that are in him, oh, we are the system, we are the structures by which the agendas of God gains all full expression. Let your mind stay on the Lord. I see healing streams. I see healing streams. Right now, there is someone listening to me now. You are seeing some symptoms in your life and you are associating with the current crisis. I tell you right now, it is not it. You are whole at the sounding of my word. The centurion said, you don't need to come to my house. Speak the word. I don't have to be present with you right now. But the word of God is traveling through the atmosphere. It's reaching out to you. Because the word of God is what holds up all things. By the word, all things were made. Nothing was made that was made without him. In him was life, and this life is the light of man. This word is shining in your heart, shining in your bones. You have a challenge in your bones, in your joints. Right now, the Spirit of the Lord is correcting that challenge. You always wake up with a confused mind. The peace of God is garrisoning your mind right now. In the name of Jesus, I send forth angels. I dispatch angels to your household. Oh, lamatoske badababa. That atmosphere of death is cursed now. That atmosphere of disease, they are cursed now. That discouraging atmosphere is uprooted right now in the name of Jesus. Barago sanda gababaya. Oh, lamasona lamananga bahaya. Oh, you are lifted, brother, in the name of Jesus. Rakatakabaya. Look at this. The Lord is up to something. I am involved.
The Holy Ghost fire moving just like a magnet. The Holy Ghost fire moving just like a magnet. It's moving here, it's moving there, just as the day of Pentecost. The Holy Ghost fire moving just like a magnet.
Right now, as you listen to me, there's an anointing coming upon you. A strong anointing that will cause you to stand up for the Lord. A strong anointing that will cause you to be that expression of God's agenda. Gathering all things together in Christ. The Spirit of the Lord is coming, resting strong on you more than ever. Re ba ba ba. Sandelele bosh. Kanama nama nama. Christ is so spacious. So roomy of God. Finds its proper place in him without crowding. We have no place in the church, is a lie. He's so spacious. Not only that, but all the broken and dislocated pieces of the universe. People and things, animals and atoms get properly fixed and fit together in vibrant harmonies. All because of his death and his blood that poured down from the cross. Listen, you yourselves are a case study of what he does. At one time, you all had your backs turned to God, thinking rebellious thoughts of him, giving him trouble every chance you got. But now, by giving himself completely at the cross, actually dying for you, oh God, Christ brought you over to God's side and put your lives together, whole and holy in his presence. You don't walk away from a gift like that. Beloved, you stay grounded and steady in that bond of trust. The born again experience is more than you finding a new job and traveling outside. What you told you, that's what it's about. It's not about that in any way. It's not about you gaining scholarship, traveling outside. That's not what the new Christian agenda is about. It's that you may be a case study. That through you, the principalities and powers will say, the manifold wisdom of God is revealed in us. We'll know that all the dislocated and the broken pieces will be harmonized in Christ. I said earlier in my message, living a crucified life, I said we don't have to try to put our life together. Our lives were knitted together in Christ. And the self was broken. And the reason we depend on Christ is because our life gained expression in Him. Our life is rooted and grounded in Him. The reason your mind must be stayed on the Lord. You see, don't think fleshy. Set your mind above. You stay grounded and steady in that bond of trust. Constantly tuned into the message. Constantly. Not once in a while. Constantly. You are tuned into the message. When you are thinking, when you are sleeping, when you are lying down, whatever you find yourself doing, let your mind be tuned into the message. Careful not to be distracted or diverted. So don't permit anything to distract you. There are thoughts which are going to distract you. There are thoughts which are going to divert your mind. But refuse to be distracted. Refuse to be diverted. All right? He said, there is no other message. Just this one. Every creature under heaven gets this same message. I, Paul, a messenger of this message. I, Apostle Benny. I, Benny, a messenger of this message. I want you to know how glad I am that it's me sitting here in this jail and not you. Can you imagine? A man is in jail, yet he's glad. And the message is thriving. We can be in our homes. The message will thrive more than ever. Makabayaba. This message is a mystery, all right? Later we'll look at verse 24 to 25. We'll feast on it more. But let's go to verse 26. This mystery has been kept in the dark for a long time. But now, it's out in the open. God wanted everyone, not just Jews. So God wants everyone, including the drunkard, including the people out there. Everybody, God wants the person. And that's why God is sending us into the world to culture the world and reach out to them. Hallelujah. God wanted everyone, not just Jews, to know this rich and glorious secret inside and out, regardless of their background, regardless of their religious standing. The mystery in a nutshell is just this. Christ is in you. So therefore, you can look forward to sharing in God's glory. It's that simple. It's that simple. Christ is in you. So now you can look forward in sharing in God's glory. When Christ appears in His glory, we share with Him. Are you with me?
Yeshua, Amashiach, Lion of Judah, Aunechema, Leko sata ta 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 ta, Rego bo 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 bo. Yeshua, Amashiach, Lion of Judah, Agunechema.
It's that simple. Listen, he said, that is the substance of our message. The substance of our message is that Christ is in you and we share in His glory. That's the substance of our message. Any other message is an error. We preach Christ, warning people not to add to the message. Not to add to the message. Not to add traditions. Not to add religions. Not to add their cultures. Not to add their self-interest, their selfish desires, their imaginations of judgment, their imaginations of condemnation. Not to add the laws of Moses. The message is one, it's Christ. We teach in a spirit of profound common sense so that we can bring each person to maturity. To be mature is to be basic. Christ. I said the journey of every believer is Christ. She began in Christ as Christ unto Christ in complete expression. That's what your entire life, that's what it's about. No more, no less. That's what I'm working so hard at day after day, Apostle Paul says, year after year, doing my best with the energy God so generously gives me. Hallelujah. The message is Christ. Nothing else. Lift your hands everywhere. Our minds are fixed on Christ. You should be so eager, so aggressive. It is in Christ that all things hold up together. All things harmonizes. Lema gabaloza manene. Kuramani nando goza mama bebra balabale. Ikole shamane. Ikole shamane. Iko male namana mane bebo zamana. Remano mana na na na. The Lord says that in these times, His glory which is in us, that is Christ, stretches forth unto all the world. Every corner and every open space, the lights of the Lord resounds in all places through us. So Father, I'm raising a people whose heart and mind are knitted more in this holy message, which is me. That through me, they will turn me up in many hearts. The Lord said the time is now. Go you forth in the strength of the energy that I've given you. Go you forth in the joys of my power. And cause the spreading of my light. For I have made you contagious unto the world. They will not be able to resist you. Wherever you will be named, you cannot be denied. They may look away. But which angle they will look, they will see the shining of my light. It's a shine, 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 saith the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for stirring us up unto understanding and causing us to grow more in knowledge. In your name, amen. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We will not be tossed to and fro. Hallelujah.
Shalom. Thank you for listening to Light of Life with Pastor Benny. We hope you were blessed. Join us for our midweek service on Wednesday at 6 p.m. and on Sunday at 8:30 a.m. on the second floor of Bintu Complex near Kwashiman. Let's get interactive. Follow us on social media at Christ Commonwealth-Community. Glory to God.